WB680W, KA680Q.
KA680Q, WB680W. Just over on 5-2, thought I heard you calling.
I did try on 5-2, but I guess I didn't wait long enough before I jumped over, because just now I'm in north of Vacaville.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you were scratchy in there. I could have just tell it was you. Heard your call, and that's I just told Mom to send you a text at 5-2. So we're heading for the house. You're heading for the house. See there about, 45 minutes or so? Or wait, half an hour?
Just about an hour from here.
That I misfigured. I thought we'd be there around 3 o'clock.
Well, that's fine, because like I said, I'm an hour out.
Okay, real good, yeah. It says 30 miles on the road sign here. So how was your day?
The day went well. Slow. We had two crews out on storm still. Looks like they're going to be getting released this evening. And the other crew that we had that was out, I think they were on storm over the weekend, which means no one's going to be working because they need a 72-hour reset.
WE6AXM repeater.
Well, that's good. We've had an uneventful trip. Wasn't windy coming over the grade like I thought it might be. And traffic hasn't been too bad. Been rolling along at a good 70, 75 miles an hour. Now we're doing about 65, staying within the speed limit. So, been a good day so far, and looking forward to spending a couple days with you guys.
Well, sounds good. I actually have tomorrow off, so I took it as my last day that I have on the books. So, we're going to take it since you guys are here a full day.
Glad you could do that. Glad your sister got to come up yesterday.
Yeah, she got in about, 7:30-ish, I think.
Yeah, I understand they've been at the mall today.
Yeah, they called me just when they were getting ready to head to Roseville. And they asked if I was working a full day today. I'm like, well, until I hear differently, yes.
He came out, he was happy to be able to see your cousins. Now she's learning to drive, and that's a scary one.
Well, remember, I'm not too far off with Nathan.
At least she has a couple of small cars to drive in. Nathan's got the those monsters that you drive.
Well, really, he only has the Yukon XL.
That's pretty big.
If you remember, I learned how to drive the Aerostar.
Yeah, but you can handle it.
I think he'll be just fine. Every once in a while, I have him move the car in forward or backwards in the driveway. So now I got to get him out somewhere where he can run around a little bit.
Well, it makes things a little bit easier. A bit hectic for a while, but easier in the long run.
Yeah, and he's asking questions when I'm driving, and I'm sure he's doing the same thing when Lisa is.
Yeah, Lisa's been crabbing on the, she downloaded something on the net, I think, and then she's been taking tests on that.
Well, there's always room for taking the exam, but the hard problem is, you know, I'm proof of that you can overthink a question.
That's for sure, and I hope Nathan didn't get blown out of the water and have to take a test. Has he talked any more about going for his AM license?
No, not since Joe in October.
I think Mom's been reading her book a little bit.
Eden and Leland mentioned it, I think, shortly after Joda as well, but I don't think anyone's done anything with it.
Well, I had the opportunity to check into my 40 meeting that's coming up today. I made my final check-in at Gorman and said they could hear me okay.
Well, that's good. Yeah, our nets aren't well. I don't remember if tonight there's a club net or not, but then our Aries net is Thursdays.
Oh, somehow I thought you were on Tuesday like we were in Ventura.
No, we're on Thursday night.
Next Tuesday we have a in-person ARES net over in Camarillo. And so I'm looking forward to probably go over to that one. Haven't checked into the net myself in quite a while, but I like to go over to the live meetings that they have.
Yeah, Dana was talking about it, not the ARES net, but the club meeting. He was really pleased with the gift that I gave him, so I'd tell you, but you got one coming too.
Okay, well that's good. Was real successful with those plaques that I engraved. I brought in $100 on them so far.
Oh, that's good. I'm looking at the possibility of buying that infrared module for the laser so I can do some metal.
That would be nice. Not ready for that one, though.
Yeah, they want $500 for it, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, Grandma gave me a chunk of money, so I'm trying to be real careful how I spend it.
Also, you will be pleased to know that I spoiled Lisa on Saturday, and she has we now have a Nespresso machine, so you can get your latte type of drinks.
Oh, that sounds like fun. KA6AUQ, WB6AEW.
KA6AUQ. Yeah, so you should enjoy those. I had one this morning, just coffee, double ran the espresso pod.
Since I'm getting back into drinking coffee, we'll have to see how that goes.
I'm anxious to try that design I showed Mom earlier.
Didn't see it. She told me she was pleased with it.
I'm just hoping that the lettering's not too thin. Otherwise, I have to kind of change the font a little bit.
Well, I ordered myself in 100 more of those bamboo pens and making up some of those for handing out, just with sayings on them and Jesus loves you things.
Well, they work. I think I've still got 15 or 20 left that just have my business info on it.
I don't remember. Were those similar to what I bought, or did I buy some similar to you? I'm not remembering. Ours are all bamboo from stem to stern.
Yep, they're the exact same. I sent you the link on them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're really easy to work with.
Yeah, you will be interested to see how I work my rotary, too, now that I got it figured out, finally. Everything's running like a champ on it.
I think that's going to be one of my next steps before I go anything else.
I'm having a lot of fun with it. I was using the rollers, but now I've switched over to the chuck for the tumbler, and it's working well. Now I just need to get Nathan working his lathe, I keep reminding him he picked up another order from one of the kids at the church. So, but we've been kind of dealing with some attitudinal issues between all three kids at home.
Oh, I understand that. So, has he turned any pens since the one that I saw that he'd done?
No, not since the one that he did, and we also didn't get the ring done. We were having kind of an issue on how we were keeping the block supported in the lathe, because the ring is just so different. You actually have to put it onto a sacrificial block. But I did turn a wood ring, and then it got dropped and snapped.
That's too bad. Looks like I have a highway patrol coming up on me real fast here.
Well, that would be the 99 for you.
I think he paced me for a second. Now he's moving on.
Well, I mean, you've got antennas all over your car.
Yeah, it says communications all over the back of it. Now he's passed me and continuing on.
Yeah, I am just now 54 minutes, but 45 miles, so my ETA is 330-ish.
WE6AXM, repeater.
A6AUQ, WB6AEW Mobile, northbound 99. Yeah, I think we're just right on the money. We'll be getting there about 3 o'clock.
Okay, A6AUQ for ID. All right, sounds good, Dad. Well, I'll let you finish out your last 20 minutes of travel or so, and I'll see you guys about a half hour after you get there. So WB6AEW, A6AUQ.
Okay, the highway patrolman just turned off. He's turning around. I think he's sitting there waiting for traffic coming the other direction. K6AUQ, have yourself a good afternoon. See you in about within the hour. Love you, and 73, WB6AEW.
All right, sounds good then. K6AUQ, northbound 505.